back for, in this case, two reasons. One, the annual veto session. The second is the extra session that was called by the governor. Let's start with what happened or maybe didn't happen with veto session.
Sure, right. The governor had vetoed a number of bills, and of course the governor always issues a letter explaining the reasons for his vetoes, and then each of the bill sponsors has to take a look at that letter and see what the reasons were and whether they consider them significant or not, and whether to attempt an override of the veto. There were four Senate bills that were vetoed. None of the senators were, I guess, at least in any kind of serious disagreement with the governor's reasoning, and so none of those bills were brought up for overrides. I think the House had one bill, number that the governor had vetoed of House bills they brought up. That was an unsuccessful override attempt, but it wasn't sufficient to override the veto. So none of the governor's vetoes this year were overridden, and that usually is a very short time. And usually we're up here for one day for veto session unless there are a number of attempts to override. And so normally we would have come in and on Wednesday we would have done veto session and we would have gone home, except for the special session.
And that again called by the governor, and that started for the Senate on Monday.
It did. The Senate convened on Monday, and we've been here until today, which is Friday, and many times your constituents might think, well, why in the world does it take a whole week to do what was just one bill? The reason for that is because of the way the Constitution and statutes are written relative to how legislation must be considered. There are a number of constraints that limit how quickly we can move, and those are legitimate constraints. Their design is to make sure that the legislature doesn't get out of control and do things that the public can't keep up with. And so we have to take certain steps and then wait a day and take another step and then wait a day and take another step. And the calendar determines that. And then you have to realize that for a bill to pass, and the governor wanted a tax reform bill to pass, that has to be passed in the House and in the Senate, which requires committee hearings in both bodies, and those each require a day before they can happen. So the Senate convened on Monday, a Senate bill was filed, then that bill had to be first read, and then of course second read, and then referred to committee and committee hearings. In the meantime, the House bill was making its way over with the same process, and so finally today we have the House bill, House Bill 1, which has been through the process in the House. It's now been through the required waiting periods in the Senate. It's been heard in the Senate, voted out of committee, and today we will be able to third read and finally pass that in the Senate, and it will be ready for the governor's signature. The reason it takes this long is because of the calendar requirements that are imposed upon the legislature.
The same rules that apply during regular session, where again, the Senate as the deliberative body and the supporters in this case of the bill for extra session, we can get it done in this week. There's no reason to put an emergency on everything and have it in and out in 2 days.
That's exactly right. And so we did that, and it was not a controversial bill, generally speaking. It was correcting something that the courts felt like needed to be corrected relative to property taxation. In Missouri, it has always been possible for fleet owners or boat owners, for that matter, to trade in more than one item and then credit purchase of a new item with the property tax values of the vehicle or boat and motor that they've traded in. And the highest profile was the car dealerships and the fleet owners, because they had always been able to trade in two or three vehicles and credit that against the purchase of a new vehicle, and that helped in terms of the personal property taxes on that. The courts had reviewed that law. I don't remember who actually brought it to the courts. Had said, well, you know what, the statute actually is in the singular, it's not in the plural, and so you can't bring multiple vehicles, and it affected vehicles. But it also, from an easier to visualize problem, was, for example, a boat and motor. Both of those are titled separately. You could no longer trade in a boat and motor and credit that to the purchase of a new boat and motor, because only one of those could be credited. The governor felt like it needed to be fixed right away, called a special session, and the bill repairs that so that once again fleet owners and personal boat owners can enjoy the property tax effects of trading in multiple titles for the purchase of one.